Australia's national carrier Qantas Airways has today announced its first half profit results. Revenue was up around 2.8%, just shy of $9.5 billion, while its underlying profit before tax, which is the preferred measurement for the group, down around a half of 1% to $771 million. Having said that, Qantas still lifted its interim dividend up to 13.5 cents per share, also looking to return about $150 million back to shareholders via an off-market share buyback. So the results were impacted by a number of factors and rather varied as well across its international and domestic businesses. For the international part of the airline, protests in Hong Kong were certainly a big part and impacted its bottom line over the first part of the financial year. Its freight business also impacted due to the ongoing US-China trade war. So those two particular factors combined to impact its bottom line by around $68 million. Though still, Qantas enjoyed some fairly strong demand and growth in its US and UK markets. So that certainly still helped the division lift its underlying earnings, or EBIT. With its domestic business, there were increased costs due to the sale of its domestic airport terminals, about an increase of $55 million to its costs there. It did see earnings decline as well, but one of the strengths of Qantas, and it has been over the past little while now, is the loyalty business. Qantas managed to grow its business reward members by around 26% over the half, and that helped lift its corporate travel, particularly in small to medium enterprise travel, and also lifting its frequent flyer members to $13.2 million over the half. The major underperformer for Qantas was the Jetstar Group, with earnings declining by around 13%. There was some rather soft demand domestically, certainly not helped by the fact that there was some industrial action in December of 2019, with ground staff and pilots walking off the job. Now, if we are to look ahead, where to for Qantas? Plenty of attention today has been on the fact that Qantas is looking to cut around 15% of its flights throughout Asia due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. This is until May the earliest, while the financial impact is expected to be between $100 to $150 million. The share price, however, for Qantas has popped on the result, but still underperforming the ASX 200 so far in calendar year 2020.